Hello and welcome to Rebound. Six contestants are about to battle it out for the chance to win thousands of pounds. But if taking on each other isn't quite tough enough, they'll also have to take on this, the Rebound Bar. Our players need to answer correctly to rebound the bar back at their opponents and attempt to put them out of the game. Let's see you stepping up to the bar today.
Hi, I'm Francis, a trainee accountant from Living St Anne's.
Hi, I'm Sandra. I'm theatre assistant from Beckenham.
Hiya, I'm Wendy. I'm a payroll assistant from Bolton.
Hello, I'm Adnan, and I'm a comedy events manager from Essex.
Hi, I'm Leanne, and I'm a receptionist from Caerphilly.
Hi, I'm Eric. I'm a management consultant from Buckinghamshire.
Welcome, all of you, and good luck. Let's kick things off with round one. It's fast cash. This round is all about our players boosting their bank balance. Every question is worth £1,000. They'll have the time it takes for the bar to rebound back along the runway to lock in their answer. The faster they answer, the more money they'll earn. There's a total of £3,000 each up for grabs. Whoever banks the most will have the advantage in the next round. Get ready to make some fast cash. Start the bar. Which of these actors has made the fewest James Bond films? Get ready for the rebound. Pierce Brosnan, Timothy Dalton, Sean Connery or Roger Moore? They've all played James Bond, but we're looking for the one who's made the fewest Bond movies. There we are, you're all locked in. Let's see what you chose. OK, Wendy, you're the only one not to go for Timothy Dalton.
Yeah.
You went for Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, I like him.
You like him?
Yeah.
Let's see if you're right. The correct answer is Timothy Dalton, starred in two films, The Living Daylights and License to Kill. Well done, all of you, apart from Wendy. But how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? Congratulations to Leanne, £737. You were the fastest. Move on to the next question. Start the bar. Which of these pencil grades is the softest? Here comes the rebound. HB, 8H, 6B or B? All types of pencil, but we're looking for the softest. You've locked in your answers. Let's see what you chose. Ah, oh, mix of answers there. Wendy, you went for HB.
That's the only kind of pencil I've ever heard of, HB. So that was the one I was going for.
Francis, 6B. Are you an artist?
Not really, no. Thinking back to school, I'm sure H was more harder. Thinking back to that, and B, the higher it is, the softer it is.
OK, well, let's see who's correct, then. The answer is 6B. So well done to Francis and Eric. You're correct. But how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? Well done, Eric. £708 banked. That's not bad, is it?
Not too bad so far.
Let's see how you get on with the next one. Start the bar. Which of these countries was the first to give women the right to vote? Here comes the rebound. Great Britain, New Zealand, France or India? We're looking for the first one to give women the right to vote. Well, quite quick locking in your answers there. Remember, the quicker you are, the more cash you can bank. But you've got to get it right in the first place. Let's see what you chose. Wendy. It's you again.
Yeah,
you're the only one to pick France. Are you confident?
Totally. Yeah.
Sandra, you went for New Zealand.
Yeah, you know when you think you've read something somewhere and somewhere in the back of my head, New Zealand is ringing a bell.
OK, correct answer is... Yes, it is, New Zealand. New Zealand gave women the right to vote in 1893. But how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? Sandra, you got the most there. £797.
That
well
work,
done.
Then.
Yeah, that thought in the back of your head, it worked out. Well, that's the end of Fast Cash, so it's a good time to have a look at the leaderboard and see how you're all getting on. Wendy, you don't look very happy. Let's have a look at it, though. Well, Wendy, I'm afraid you haven't banked any money, but there are plenty of opportunities coming up in Rebound to catch up with the rest. Sandra, you're in third place. Leanne, in second place, but well done. Eric, £2,045 you've managed to bank as we head into round two. Get set for battle. It's time to go head-to-head. In this round, each player will go one-on-one against another, answering questions to stop the bar from hitting them. Get a question right and the bar rebounds hard and fast back at their opponent. get it wrong or answer too slowly, and their opponent wins, stealing all their money and knocking them out of the game. Only three players will survive. Eric, you earn the most with £2,045, so you get to play first. Come and join me. Now, Eric, you're in control of this game. You did really well in Fast Cash, didn't you?
Well, I got three right.
Yeah. Well, it means you get to choose your next opponent.
I know.
But we're going to give you a little bit of help. We're going to show you the leaderboard because you steal the person's cash if you beat them. So who do you want to pick?
I think I will pick Sandra because I think Wendy's bluffing. I think Leanne's a dark horse and I spent time with the boys and I know they're good.
Sandra, what do you make of that?
Do you know, I had a feeling, being middle, he's going to go for somewhere in the middle. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Sandra, Eric, step up to the bar. Now, Eric, as you won the most in Fast Cash, you get to choose the first category. Mm-hmm. What's it going to be? Movie sequels or musicals?
She's a theatre assistant, isn't she? That couldn't have come better, could it?
That.
Right. So we'll go movie sequels.
Okay. So it's movie sequels. You're about to see the titles of some follow-up films. Each title will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in that missing word. You each have three lives. You lose your lives, you're going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. Sandra, the bar will be heading to you.
Okay.
Here's your first movie sequel. Start the bar.
Temple.
Gun. Gun.
Terminator.
Vengeance.
Bourne.
Dark.
Jewel.
Journey, Eric.
Journey, Eric. I knew it.
You said it too late. You've probably seen the film, have you?
I have.
Oh, you're down to two lives now, yeah. Eric.
Right.
And Sandra, you are now in control. So you get to choose the next category. What are you going to go for? Wild animals or world flags? Something to think about there. Been to safari?
No. Neither of them are great, but I'm going to go with wild animals.
Wild animals it is. You're about to see images of different wild animals. You need to tell me what they are. The bar will be heading to you first, Eric. Here's your first wild animal. Start the bar.
Squirrel.
Hippopotamus.
Rhinoceros.
Raccoon.
It's a badger.
Oh.
It's a badger, close to home. You're thinking of safari animals or
abroad? I don't know what I was thinking of.
I don't know what you were thinking. Don't look at me. Well, Sandra, it means you're down to two lives.
Okay.
So we really have a game on now, Eric. You're back in it. And you get to choose the next category. What's it going to be? Percentages or multiplication? Are you a mathematician?
We'll see.
Which one are you going to go for?
Multiplication.
You're going to see some multiplication sums. Just give me the correct answer. To start with, Sandra, the bar is heading to you. Here's your first sum. Start the bar.
20.
8.
25.
12.
250.
49.
144.
36.
78.
225.
400.
Ooh,
no, I missed it.
Oh, 90.
I don't know what happened
90.
There.
It gets quite difficult. Yeah. And what it means is, let's do the maths, you're down to
down
one
to
life.
One life. Yeah.
Lose that life, and you're going home early, Sandra.
Okay.
Eric, well played.
Well done.
You're in control. What are we doing next? Here are the categories. Scientists and inventors or Blue Peter presenters. What tickles your fancy, Eric?
Well, I watched the Blue Peter last a very long time ago. Therefore, I think I shall pass on Blue Peter presenters and I shall go with scientists and inventors.
OK. Well, you're about to see the names of some scientists and inventors. Each name will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in that missing word. One life to you, Sandra. Two lives for you, Eric. To start with, Sandra, the bar will be heading to you.
Okay.
Here's your first scientist and inventor. Start the bar.
Albert.
Stephen.
Isaac.
Vinci.
Charles.
Bell.
Logie.
Richard.
Murray.
Alfred.
Thomas.
Trevor.
Trevor. Oh. Yeah. Just too late.
How did that feel? I needed that. Yeah, that was a relief.
You certainly did, and it means we're both down to one life. Eric, you're on the edge, just like Sandra.
Yep.
Pressure's on. Sandra, you get to choose the next category. What's it going to be?
Please be something good.
Famous mothers or sports champs?
I'm making it look as though I'm weighing it up, but I'm not at all. It's going to be famous mothers.
Famous mothers it is. Why?
I think I know more. You've
got your famous mothers in the bag, have you? Yeah. OK. Now, you're going to see the names of some well-known offspring. What you have to do is give the full name of their mothers. To start with, Eric, the bar is going to you. Here's your first famous mother. Start the bar.
Angelina Jolie.
Sharon Osbourne.
Queen Elizabeth II.
Goldie Hawn.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh.
Just out of time, Eric. Just out of time. The bar takes no prisoners. You got it right, but it was too late. And it means you've lost your last life. It means you're going home. And you know what? It gets worse for you, Eric, because Sandra steals all your money. And you had quite a lot. You had £2,045. That goes all across to Sandra, who's got a big grin on her face. You now have banked £3,485. Well done, Sandra. We'll see you in the next round. Eric, you've been beaten by the bar. Leanne, with £1,505, you're next to play. Come and join me. Now, Leanne, I gather you like superheroes, don't you, in comics?
Yes, definitely.
What's your favourite?
Big Batman fan.
Are you going to be a superhero today?
No, I'm a villain.
Oh, villain. But a villain who wins?
Hopefully.
We shall see. Have a look at the leaderboard, because you steal someone's cash if you win. There's Francis, Adnan and Wendy. Take a good look at them as well. Look at them, grinning away. Have a think. But don't tell me now. Find out who's playing next after this. Welcome back to Rebound. Before the break, Sandra won our first head-to-head, but who'll join her in the next round? Right, Leanne, you've had a chance to think about who you want to pick.
Yeah.
Who's it going to be?
Right, I've decided that I'm going to go for Francis.
Francis, what do you think about that?
I'm up for it. Bring it on.
Leanne, Francis, come up to the bar. Well, Leanne, you're in control of this game to start with, as you won the most in fast cash. What's the first category going to be? Job titles or card and board games?
I think I'll opt for card and board games.
Why is that?
Well, job titles is a bit random. I like to play board games.
OK, you're about to see the names of some well-known card and board games. Each will have letters missing. I want you to give me the complete name. You each have three lives. The first person to lose their lives will be going home. To start with, Francis, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first board game. Start the bar.
Snap.
Poker.
Chess.
Monopoly.
Scrabble.
Cluedo.
Drafts.
Drafts, just out of time, was right.
Did
you feel the pressure?
I did a bit, yeah. It's quick.
Too slow. It's down to slow. Two lives. Yeah. Leanne, you've still got three lives. You're in control of the game.
I am.
So what are we playing for next? Capital cities or vegetables?
I'll go with vegetables.
No hesitation.
Yeah, capital city's not my strong point.
The vegetables are?
Definitely.
Okay, you are about to see some vegetable anagrams. All I need you to do is solve them. You have two lives now, Francis, so this could be critical if you lose another life. You still have three lives, Leanne. To start with, the bar will be heading to you, Francis. Okay. Here's your first vegetable. Start the bar.
Leek.
Potato.
Cabbage.
Turnip.
Radish.
Squash.
Hummus.
Mushroom.
Mushrooms.
Hummus, chickpeas. No.
Yeah, I just saw the M and the H.
Oh, but Francis, it means you're down to one life.
It was well done to Leanne. Yeah, that was quick.
Leanne.
Yes.
You're making it look easy.
Very tense.
You are in control of this game and you get to choose the next category. What will it be?
stand-ups or rear of the year?
As much as I like looking at men's behinds, I'm going to go with stand-ups.
Why is that?
I like my comedy, got quite a few comedy shows, so hopefully I'll be OK at this.
You're about to see some images of stand-up comedians. Just tell me their names. To start with, Francis, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first stand-up. Start the bar.
Peter Kay.
Harry Hill.
Lenny Henry.
Russell Brand.
Jimmy Carr.
Paddy McGuinness.
Couldn't remember his name.
If you're down to two lives, there, how does that feel, Francis?
Brilliant, more of that.
You are in control of the game. You get to choose the next category. Will it be airlines or national parks?
I'll have to take on airlines, I think.
OK.
Yeah, please, Sean.
Not so sure about that, though, were you?
No, I'm hoping there'll be a bit of geography in there, maybe. I've done a bit of travelling, so...
OK. Up will flash the name of an airline. I want you to tell me which country each originated in. Leanne, to start with, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first airline. Start the bar.
Italy.
Australia.
Greece.
Republic of Ireland.
Sweden.
Ooh. KLM, it's Holland.
Oh.
Means you're down to one life. I could see how happy you were.
Loving
there, Francis.
It, yeah, loved that one. More of the same, Sean, please.
Whoever loses this one is going home, so it's critical. And Francis, you're in control, so you get to choose the next category. What will it be? Cartoon characters or I'm a Celeb finalists?
For my sins, I'm going to take on I'm a Celebrity.
Oh, OK.
Yeah, and, well, yeah, I've watched a few series, so hopefully the right people come up. Yeah.
OK, you're about to see the names of some I'm a Celebrity finalists. Each name has a word missing. Just fill in the blanks. You each have one life. If you lose that life, you're going home. To start with, Leanne, the bar's heading to you. Here's your first I'm a Celebrity finalist. Start the bar.
Christopher.
Kerry.
Joe.
Keith.
No, it's Tony. Tony Blackburn. You're out of the game. You lost that last life after an amazing comeback. And you lose all your money. Francis, you had £1,324. Leanne, that now goes all across to you, giving you a total of £2,829. Not bad. We'll see you in the next round. Francis, you've been beaten by the bar. So, Adnan and Wendy, you're the remaining players. Step up to the bar. So, Wendy, I gather you like tennis. You're a big Wimbledon fan. Rebound's a bit like Wimbledon.
Yeah, and I can't play tennis either, so we'll see how that one works out.
OK, but Adnan, you won the most in fast cash out of the two of you, so you get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? UK number ones or football grounds?
I'm a big football fan, so hopefully that knowledge, I'm going to go with football grounds.
Football grounds it is. Who do you support?
Liverpool.
Liverpool. OK. You're about to see the names of some Premier League football grounds. I want to know which team plays their home games at each. You each have three lives. Lose those lives and you'll be going home. To start with, Wendy, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first football ground. Start the bar.
Manchester United.
Liverpool. Liverpool.
Chelsea.
Tottenham.
Arsenal.
Everton.
Birmingham.
Oh, it's Crystal Palace, Wendy. You're down to two lives. Well, Adnan, you get to choose again. Okay. Which category is it going to be? Nursery rhyme characters or proverbs?
I think I'd probably go proverbs.
What's just the thinking behind that?
Just a general gut feeling, really. I think I might do better on that.
OK, you're about to see some common proverbs. Each one has a word missing. Just fill in the blanks. Once again, Wendy, the bar will be heading to you first. Here's your first proverb. Start the bar.
Hand.
Golden.
Late.
Fish.
Silver.
Rest.
Words.
Castle.
Horse.
Absence.
Files.
Oh. Honesty, Adnan, and Wendy's happy. You're in the game. You've lost a life. Well, that was a brilliant rally. It was like a great tennis match. But Adnan, you're down to two lives.
Yep.
Two lives each. It's game on. Wendy, you are now in control of the game. What's our next category going to be? Britain's Got Talent or British Royals?
British Royals,
oh,
please.
Oh, straight away. You knew exactly what you wanted.
I never watched Britain's Got Talent, but I like the royal family.
OK, you're about to see some images of some British royals, past and present. Just tell me their names, and I'll need you to be specific. You can't just say the king or the queen. OK, two lives each. You lose your lives, you're going home. To start with this time, Adnan, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first royal. Start the bar.
Prince Harry.
Queen Victoria.
Prince George.
Prince Charles.
Prince Philip.
Henry VIII.
Princess Margaret.
Princess Anne. Hey, this is great for you, Wendy. You came into this round with no money
with
at
nothing.
All. You're on the verge of stealing Adnan's cash. You have two lives. Adnan, you're down to one life. You lose this life, you're going home. Wendy, let's have a look at your next categories then. What are you going to choose? Ashes legends or rappers? You're not happy with that, are you?
No, not either of those. Ashes legends. I should know about cricket because my dad loves it. Rappers, I know, probably. I'll go for Ashes legends for a laugh.
Ashes legends, it is.
Yeah.
You're about to see some images of both English and Australian cricket stars. Just tell me their names. You have one life, Adnan. Two lives for you, Wendy. Once again, the bar will be heading to you first, Adnan. Here's your first cricketer. Start the bar.
Andrew Flintoff.
Ian Botham.
Shane Warne.
Kevin Peterson.
Alistair Cook.
Stuart Broad.
Ricky Ponting.
Glenn McGrath. But he's not in your head.
No,
and it means
not
you're down to one life. You did quite well, though, to start with.
I got a couple. That's more than I thought I'd get.
And we really have a game on our hands now, because whoever loses this is going home. Adnan, you are now in control of the game. What's our next category going to be? UK postcodes or fabric?
I think I'm going to go UK postcodes. It's a random one, but I'm going to go for it.
OK. It's a crucial round for both of you. There's one place left in the next round. Wendy, do you think it's yours?
Absolutely not, but I'll give it my best shot.
Oh, you're always playing things down, and then you come up with the goods.
Did you see that first round?
I did, but you're still in the game. You're still in the game. How are you feeling, Adnan?
I think it's anyone's game at this point, but best of luck.
Up will flash UK postcodes. Please tell me specifically which town or city they represent. You each have one life. If you lose it, you're going home. This time, Wendy, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first postcode. Start the bar.
Birmingham.
Kent.
Glasgow. It's Glasgow. Brain freeze because of the pressure, maybe?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Oh, and a brain freeze that has let you down in this game because it sent you home. You've lost your last life. And you know what's really gutting? Wendy came into this competition with no money. She's going out of this head-to-head with all your money. Wendy, how does that feel?
Unbelievable.
You can't believe it, can you? Let's see how much money you've got. Because, Adnan, you came into it with £710. That all goes across to Wendy. And you now have £710. We'll see you in the next round, Wendy. Adnan, you've been beaten by the bar. So three players remain, Sandra, Leanne and Wendy. Who will take that one step closer to the final? Find out after the break. Welcome back to Rebound. Sandra, Wendy and Leanne have fought off the competition, but only one of them can make it to the final. But first, let's boost those bank balances with more fast cash. Once again, every question is worth £1,000, but this time there's a total of £5,000 each up for grabs. The player who banks the most will have an advantage in the next round. Fingers at the ready. Start the bar. Which of these suspension bridges has the shortest main span? Here comes the rebound. Golden Gate, Humber, Forth Road or Severn? All bridges, but which one has the shortest main span? Wendy, you didn't look sure there. Let's see what you locked in. Leanne, you're the only one to go for Forth Road.
Yes, it was a complete stab in the dark. It was panic by the end and just press anything because I didn't have a clue.
Sandra looks a bit more sure about it.
Well, I know the Severn is very long, but I'm thinking of the span is across and I ruled out Golden Gate, so, yeah.
Let's see who's correct.
Ooh.
It is Severn. The Severn Bridge has a main span of 987.6 metres. Well done, Wendy and Sandra. Wendy, you've got some money. But let's see how fast you were and how much you managed to bank. Well, Wendy, £614. You were the quickest there. You are the Bolton Destroyer. That's your new name.
That's my new name.
Take off, Wendy.
Bear that in mind.
So the Bolton Destroyer takes on the second question. Start the bar. Which of these materials symbolises the longest wedding anniversary in the UK? Here's the rebound. Tin, leather, wood or cotton? We're looking for the one that symbolises the longest wedding anniversary in the UK. You're all locked in. Let's see what you chose. Oh. Sandra, you've gone for leather.
Yeah, it was a toss-up between leather and tin, because I think cotton, whatever the other one was, just seemed lower down.
Wendy, is this the Bolton Destroyer's second chance to bank a load of cash?
No, I doubt it very much. I were looking for all the jewellery ones, you know, the ones I know, not tin and things like that. That's not worth it, is it?
Well, you've gone for tin. Let's see if you're right. The correct answer is tin. Wendy, you're starting to get things right. Let's see how quick you were and how much cash you banked. £524 banked for Wendy. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these songs topped the UK charts for the most consecutive weeks? Here's the rebound. Love Is All Around, Mull of Kintyre, I Will Always Love You or Bohemian Rhapsody? All number ones, but which one topped the charts for the most consecutive weeks? You've locked in your answers. What did you choose? Leanne, you went for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, that's what I had in my head before the answers came up.
Wendy, Love Is All Around. You're confident with this one?
Not so much, no.
Are you an actress?
No, a realist.
I see who's correct. Wendy, you're storming ahead. You got it right. How fast were you and how much cash did you bank? £627. Another load bank for you, Wendy. Love Is All Around spent 15 weeks at the top of the charts. Let's see you doing the next one. Start the bar. Which of these events in the noughties took place first? Here comes the rebound. Obama elected, iPod released, Take That reform or Tony Blair resigns. All events in the noughties, but we're looking for the first one. You've locked in your answers. What did you choose? Leanne, Take That reform. You're a big fan?
No. sorry.
Oh, I love them.
Sounding like a broken record, but it was, again, a total stab in the dark.
OK, let's see who's right. None of you got it right. The iPod was released in 2001, so you all miss out on a valuable chance to get some cash. So the last question. Start the bar. Which of these car manufacturers was founded first? Get ready for the rebound. Rolls-Royce, Fiat, Volkswagen or Ford? All car manufacturers, but which one was founded first? I love the look on your face, Wendy. Let's see what you locked in. Wendy, you've gone for Volkswagen.
I meant to go for Ford.
Leanne?
I had Ford in my head before the answers came up, and so that's what I went for.
Let's see if you got it right. The answer is Fiat. It was founded in 1899. Ford was 1903, and Volkswagen, 1937, Wendy.
You did well.
So that's the end of Fast Cash. Let's see how you're doing. Have a look at the leaderboard. Wendy, you're in third place, £2,475. Leanne, you're in second place. And Sandra, £3,940. Congratulations to you. You're in the lead as we head into our next round. But remember, only one of them can make it into the rebound final. And we're about to find out who. Let's play Stop the Bar. In this round, Sandra, Wendy and Leanne each have their own bar. Each player's bar is determined to reach them and knock them out of the game. It's a race against time, so they'll need to think fast and lock in the correct answer as quickly as possible to stop the bar and stay in the game. Now, each time a player gives a wrong answer, their bar will move 3 seconds closer to them. Starting positions will be determined by how much money they've banked so far. Set the bars. Wendy, because you banked the least amount of money, your bar is starting 6 seconds closer to you. Leanne, you're in second place, so your bar is starting 3 seconds closer to you. And Sandra, you've banked the most so far, so this means you have the advantage of the full length of the runway to stop the bar. This is the decider. Good luck. Which of these is the correct answer? Jordan Dunn, Naomi Campbell, or Kate Moss? Start the bars. OK, very slow, ladies, locking in there. We were looking for which model was born in Streatham. Let's see what you chose. Sandra, you were in agreement with Wendy. You both went for Naomi Campbell. Sandra, why is that?
Well, I know Kate Moss is from Croydon. Not sure about the first one, but, yeah, Naomi Campbell, Streatham.
OK, well, let's see what the correct answer is. It is Naomi Campbell. So well done, Wendy and Sandra. You're safe for the time being. Leanne, we're going to have to move your bar. OK, you see how this works now?
Yes.
You get a wrong answer and it puts you in trouble. You've still got quite a long way to go, but you're now in last place, Leanne. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Feta, Emmental or Leerdammer? Start the bars. We were looking for which cheese originates from Holland. This is what you chose. This time, Wendy, you're in agreement with Leanne. Are you into your cheeses?
Love cheese, love feta cheese. And when I pressed Emmental, I'm with you, I think it's Swiss, so I think it should be.
You got it wrong, mate. And Leanne, that doesn't make you happy, does it?
No.
You're not confident with that answer.
Not
well, let's
now,
see what the correct answer is. It is Leerdammer. Sandra, you're safe for the time being. You're looking good up here, aren't you?
Don't speak
but
too
Wendy
soon.
And Leanne, I'm afraid we're going to have to move your bars. Well, it's neck and neck with you two. Another two like that, and you could be out of the game. Sandra, you are looking in a really strong position, though. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Manola Blahnik, Christian Louboutin, or Patrick Cox? Start the bar. Sandra, you took the longest to lock in, but I suppose you've got quite a lot of leeway here, haven't you? A lot of space to play with.
I thought I'd have a little think then, yeah.
Let's see what you locked in.
Oh.
Wendy, you know your
shoes. I know my shoes, yeah, I know my shoes. It's definitely B.
We were looking for the person who's famous for creating high-heeled shoes with red soles. The correct answer is... it is Christian Louboutin. So you were all right. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Austria, Colombia or Nigeria? Start the bars. We were looking for the national football team of which country are known as the Super Eagles. Here's what you locked in. Leanne, you've gone for Nigeria.
Odd on out again.
It's not a good feeling, is it?
It's not, is it? No, not at all.
What's your thought process, Wendy?
I don't know anything about any sports or footballs, but that sounded better to me.
Well, Wendy, and Leanne, you could do with this being right, because a wrong answer and you're going to be in a lot of trouble. The correct answer is... it is Nigeria. Well done, Leanne. You're safe for the time being. The Nigeria team won the Africa Cup of Nations in 2013. You didn't win this one, though, Wendy or Sandra. It means we're going to have to move your bars. Oh, Wendy. Another grimace from you. You could be going home very soon. So you need to answer super quickly on this one. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? The Who, Pink Floyd or Led Zeppelin? Start the bars. Oh, Wendy, you just locked in time. There's not a lot of space on your runway. Your bar is right by your heels. A wrong answer and you're in big trouble. Let's see what you locked in. We were looking for which band released an album titled The Division Bell. Wendy, there's a lot riding on this for you, isn't there? You went for Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I just tried to think of the band that I'd heard of more or that would have that sort of title. That's the only thing I can think of, and that's what I went with.
Does it make you feel confident that you're in agreement with Sandra?
Yeah, that made me feel a lot better, although not after the last time, so...
You're a bit of a rocker in the 70s?
I wish. No, I was like a bassist roller, you know, that type of thing.
Leanne, you're out on your own there on the, with The Who.
If the answer's Led Zeppelin, my husband's going to kill me because he's a massive fan. So I'll be in the doghouse.
Let's see what the correct answer is. It is, in fact, coming up right after the break.
Oh.
Welcome back to Rebound, where Sandra, Wendy and Leanne are fighting it out for the chance to play for thousands of pounds. Before the break, we were looking for which band released an album titled The Division Bell. There was a lot riding on this for Leanne. There was an awful lot riding on it for Wendy. Wendy, you went for Led Zeppelin. And Leanne, you went for The Who. Get this wrong, Wendy. You're out of the game. The correct answer is... It's Pink Floyd. You've all got it wrong. Move the bars. Wendy, you're out of the game. You've been beaten by the bar. So it's a two-horse race between Leanne and Sandra. Leanne, you're hanging on in there by the skin of your teeth. Sandra, you're close to going out, though.
A little bit of time.
Bit of leeway. Mm. Let's see her get on with the next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Gladstone Small, Marcus Garvey or Grantley Adams? Start the bars. You're locked in just in time, Leanne. We were looking for which of these people has an airport in Barbados named after them. Here's what you chose.
Oh.
Well, you can't both be right.
No.
Gone for different answers. Leanne, Grantley Adams.
I literally just pressed any button because I've absolutely no clue, so I just went like that.
Sandra, you went for B.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Garvey Airport, does that sound right?
I'm not a very good traveller, so geography was not good for me.
The correct answer is... It is Grantley
Adams.
Oh. A stay of execution. A wild guess. Sandra, you got it wrong. This is bad news for you. Do you remember how much space, how much of a lead you had before?
How quick did that go?
Because we're going to have to move your bar. Almost level pegging. You're going to have to be very, very fast with this next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Dali, Monet or Picasso? Start the bars. Oh, Leanne, you're out of time.
Oh.
You're going home. You've been beaten by the bar. Sandra, that means you're in our rebound final by the skin of your teeth. Well, congratulations. Let's just see what you locked in there. We were looking for which artist painted The Weeping Woman, and you locked in...
Oh.
Picasso. The correct answer was... Picasso.
Oh,
so you got it right. Congratulations to you, Sandra.
Thank you.
And you also steal Wendy and Leanne's money. That means you'll be playing for a prize of... £9,244. That's loads of money.
That's loads of money.
Have you made plans on how you're going to spend it?
My husband's not been very well, so I think he needs a holiday very soon.
Well, you could be going to Barbados.
I can go to the airport.
You can go and check out Grantley Adams Airport in Barbados. Let's find out if Sandra can beat the bar. Now, Sandra, there are 15 steps between you and the finish line. Sandra needs to reach that finish line before the bar rebounds back and catches her. With every correct answer, Sandra moves one step closer to victory and that £9,244. But the bar is determined to hunt her down. If it reaches her at any time, it's game over and she goes home with nothing. Is that clear, Sandra?
Yes.
Well, let's reveal today's categories. Books, movies, science and nature, history, world affairs, and food and drink. Sandra, you have to play three categories. To move along the runway, you'll need to answer five questions from each category you choose. So which category do you want to choose first?
Can I go with books first, please?
Why is that?
I like reading. I did study English literature. Let's hope that goes in my favour.
The bar will start moving once I've read the question. It will only freeze once you've given me five correct answers. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Who wrote the books on which the TV series Game of Thrones is based?
George R. R. Martin.
Harry Potter belongs to which house at Hogwarts?
Gryffindor.
Prospero is a character in which Shakespeare play?
Hamlet.
Who wrote the novel The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime? Which businessman's autobiography is titled What You See Is What You Get?
Alan Sugar.
What was the pen name of writer Samuel Langhorne Clemens?
Pass.
Which major river featured in the novel The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
Mississippi.
Who wrote the classic children's book Black Beauty?
Anna Sewell.
Well done, Sandra. That's amazing. Have a look where the bar is. It's got to go down there.
Yeah.
It's got to bounce back. Now, when it bounces back, it all turns red and the pressure starts to mount. But as things stand, you're looking good.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's not too threatening just yet.
Now, The Tempest was the Shakespeare play with Prospero. You knew that, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, and Miranda.
And Mark Twain was the pen name of the writer Samuel Langhorne Clemens.
Didn't know that.
Mark Haddon wrote The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. You didn't know that straight away,
I've
did you?
I've seen
so you
it, but I didn't know that.
Straight
no.
away. Well, take a step forward and just have a look. You've done the five steps.
Yeah, good to see them gone, yeah.
10 steps between you and £9,244.
Yeah.
Now, the bar is there. It will bounce back. It will put pressure on you. So this next category is crucial. What category are you going to choose? Movies, science and nature, history, world affairs, or food and drink?
I think I'm going to go with history.
I thought you might go for that. So books and history are two strong ones. You're going for history. Good luck. The phrase, we are not amused, is commonly attributed to which British monarch? What was the nickname given to the B-17 bomber plane during World War II?
Spitfire.
In Norse mythology, which god was the ruler of Asgard?
Thor.
The former Pope John Paul II was born in which country?
Poland.
Bikini was invented by a French designer in which decade?
50s.
In which Scottish city was Robert Louis Stevenson born?
Glasgow.
Who designed St Paul's Cathedral?
Sir Christopher Wren.
What was the family name of the last dynasty to rule Russia?
Romanov.
In which royal building might you find Queen Mary's dollhouse?
Osborne House.
Colonel Gaddafi seized power in Libya in which decade?
80s.
Name the dog who found the missing Football World Cup
Pickles.
Trophy in 1966. Oh, Sandra. Ooh. That was getting close. I was getting nervous.
I just seen it. I just caught sight of red out the corner of my eye.
Did you feel the pressure?
You very.
You had a few that fooled you there.
Yeah.
Flying Fortress was the bomber plane you were looking for. Odin was the Norse mythology question. 1940s was the decade of the bikini. Edinburgh, not Glasgow. You got the wrong city.
Yeah, it was one of the two.
Windsor Castle was the place where you find Queen Mary's dollhouse. 1960s was when Colonel Gaddafi seized power in Libya. God, I was getting nervous at that stage because you had one or two steps to go.
I don't think I'd have got those ones, though, even without the nerves. Okay. I didn't know them.
OK, five more steps. £9,244.
OK.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Take a step forward. Feels a bit better there, doesn't it?
A little bit more. Not much.
Let's choose your next category. So you've got movies, science and nature, world affairs and food and drink.
My gut instinct is telling me movies.
Okay, let's go for it. Good luck, Sandra.
Thank you.
Who plays the title role in the 2015 film Ant-Man?
Michael Douglas.
Sacha Baron Cohen's character Borat is from which country?
Kazakhstan.
Which member of the Monty Python team directed the film Brazil?
Terry Gilliam.
J.K. Simmons won an Oscar for his role in which 2014 film?
Pass.
In which film series did Arnold Schwarzenegger famously say, I'll be back?
Terminator.
Who played Christian Grey in the movie 50 Shades of Grey?
Pass.
Oh, Sandra!
Oh, I could see it.
Poor thing.
I could just see it coming up.
I could see it as well. It was two steps too short. And that winner's cheque of £9,244. Paul Rudd was the man who played
him,
the title role in the 2015 film Ant-Man. Whiplash, that was the film that J.K. Simmons won an Oscar for his role.
I didn't know that.
And Jamie Dornan, have you seen 50 Shades of
Grey? Again, I can see his face, but couldn't place the name.
The bar was snapping at your heels, wasn't it? But you have been a fantastic
Thank
contestant.
You.
Have you had a good time?
It's been really good.
That's it for today, but make sure you join us next time when another six contestants battle it out to beat the bar. See you then. Goodbye.